Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Workday. With AI at the core of its platform, Workday is committed to delivering continuous innovation to help teams stay agile. Workday, the finance and HR platform for a changing world.
Good afternoon. We have cloudy skies and it is 74 degrees at 6:04. I'm Kate Hutchins with KMUW News. A federal judge has ordered the Kansas Highway Patrol to pay more than $2.3 million in attorney fees to plaintiffs in the Kansas Two-Step case. The judgment comes after the court ruled the agency's policy for detaining out-of-state drivers was unconstitutional. Dylan Lyson of the Kansas News Service has more.
The Kansas Two-Step is a maneuver where troopers turn routine traffic stops into drug searches. The Highway Patrol argued the drivers and troopers were having voluntary conversations. But siding with the plaintiffs, including the American Civil Liberties Union of Kansas, the judge ruled the searches lacked reasonable suspicion and targeted out-of-state drivers coming from states with legal marijuana. The judge ordered a permanent injunction against the practice. The Highway Patrol is appealing the injunction. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Sedgwick County is hosting an e-waste collection event this week beginning Thursday. People can dispose of used electronics for free. Acceptable items include video games, cell phones, and computers. Our electronics contain raw materials that require fossil fuels to extract. Recycling devices cuts down on carbon pollution. The event is Thursday through Saturday from 9 to 2. It will also be held the same days and hours next week. Devices collected at the Sedgwick County West Yard near West and 47th Street South is where the event is taking place. McConnell Air Force Base has relocated most of its aircraft because of possible severe weather overnight. Base officials say the equipment on the flight line was also placed in hangars to protect it from potentially high winds and hail. Moving aircraft ahead of storms is standard for the Air Force. McConnell relocated aircraft last February due to the risk of severe weather. Officials say the move protects planes from damage and it allows McConnell aircraft and personnel continue to be mission ready. McConnell has also served as a temporary home for aircraft moved from other bases experiencing severe weather. It's 6:07.